Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins lo program today by me look lo samfala o ta big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo Pidgin me Koroi Hawkins. Health Ministry lo Fiji hemisio travelers who had been arrived from what African countries lo middle lo last week had been test positive for COVID-19. Okay, so this one hemi before Fiji hemi survey about him now Omicron variant, but hemi no known yet whether a traveler there or the garam this fala siki. Health Secretary James Fong hemi say infected passengers had been quarantined law in line with the most stringent measures where it apply in North countries where Fiji hemi class him or some red zone. Or the COVID tests blotter but send him overseas for genetic sequencing. Yesterday, Fiji hemi opening border lo vaccinated tourists who had arrived from Australia and United States and winning 1,000 for the holiday makers had been land finished Lunandi and now 1,000 more expected today. New Zealand Defence Force personnel had headed for Solomon Islands but waka inside lo community for try for calming tensions. Capital lo Solomon Islands on Yara had been rocked by major unrest with him staka buildings who had been ponem. Hemi prompt him now request for regional help where hemi been answered finished by Australia, Papua New Guinea with him Fiji with him military and police personnel. Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta hemi say New Zealand soldiers and police okata start for go for Honiara lo today. Hemi say one fala looming vote of no confidence lo Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manase Sangabare hemi might cause him some fala unrest more. This one by him, third week, or December, where earliest before Tongans would find him out now, who now new leader Bloketa. Voters had been called polls, law number 18, law November, for elect him now 17 people's representatives, with him nobles, who had been choose from 9 from what cohort Bloketa. Ever since that one had been guaranteed the intense horse trading from which caretaker Prime Minister Pohiva Tuionotoa with him former Education Minister COC Soveleni ought to be image or some other candidates for taking top job. Hemi been expected that Parliament by him meet this week for electing Prime Minister, but correspondent by RNZ Pacific Hemi advised him that date had been put on back nara 2 weeks more. Samfala claims hemi come up lo Papua New Guinea that Samfala banks lo country had been implicated lo illegal logging and human rights abuses where hemi plague him this fala sector. NGOs act now with him Jubilee Australia or say if banks or landlord loggers would operate illegally then okata criminally complicit. Or groups here would say bank hemi exposure lo logging sector hemi creating risks for banking system as a whole. I'd say until illegal logging and stamped out, bank involvement in the logging sector hemi one for liability. Some for banks, including ANZ, I'd say no longer deal with him companies where it failed for meeting what forestry industry standards. What NGOs here I'd say that way forward for others or some banks South Pacific with him Kina Bank hemi clear one now this time. United Kingdom hemi been rejoining Pacific community 17 years after him been cutting ties with him this for regional organization. Hemi one fala lo six fala founding members but this fala then South Pacific Commission lo 1947 but hem been pulled out after hem been closing Stacklot High Commission's blam lo Pacific. Lo past 2 years UK hemi been reopening High Commissions and embassies lo Tonga, Samoa with him Vanuatu and hemi expand him now based blam lo Suva. Samantha Harrison lo British High Commission lo Suva hemi say rejoining Pacific community this time hemi appropriate. From him, also member Blos Prep and dialogue partner with Timota Pacific Islands Forum. Pacific organizations law out there had been given financial boost for help for supporting more at Pacifica, where like for going law home ownership. New Zealand government hemi distributing winning $41 million over the next 4 years for 15 fala specialized law budgeting and financial services. Goal hemi for Pacific peoples for gaining improvised housing conditions and home ownership through law understanding financial literacy. Organizations who had been receiving funding boost hemi including Mortgage Hub Pacifica, Tangata Atumotu with him Pacifica for tomorrow. Interim coach Blo Fijian Sevens team Sayasi Fuli. Lo sports interim coach Blo Fijian Sevens team CIC Fuli hemi been restructured now game plan lo team blem and approach Bogota golo second leg lo Dubai Sevens tournaments lo weekend. Vulihemi said that Odbin start well last weekend against him tough opponents, but Odbin fall short against him United States low semi-finals. Hemi say Hemi matalo how well Otsa adjust and bounce back and how Otsa prepare mentally and physically. Vulihemi say Hemi proud of Fiji Airways Fijiana 7's progress. Odbin achieve him now impressive result for reaching final leg blow World Rugby 7's Rugby 7 series for first time. Second leg blow Dubai Sevens tournament, him kick off low Friday local time within Fijiana, out playing Ireland and then USA. Men's teams about playing first game block at low Friday against Team France, then against Team Spain. Coach blow Papua New Guinea men's football team, him confident despite tough draw for Oceania Confederation qualifiers low Qatar. Kapuls out low Group B with Team New Zealand, Fiji with Team New Caledonia. At OFC qualifiers, but played low one for a mini tournament format, and featuring eight for teams, and it consists low round robin group stage semi finals with team final low match. PNG coach Marcos Guzmão, he said couples are ready for anyone, and said team by him player Osem Lions until final whistle for make sure outside reaching final. Group A, he consists low Solomon Islands, Tahiti, Vanuatu, and Tonga with team Cook Islands, were by playoff for joining this smaller group. And hem now sports and news lo pidgin from RNZ Pacific. And hem now some for okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time the emi join him now team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News.
In the headlines, 30 hectares of land for Norsup Airport upgrade on Malekula. Nursing college to run contact tracing trainings. 26 ICT students receive first certification from French campus, and language department and Bible society team up. Welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Lynette Melanamu, and leading the news this evening, first finance minister says he came up with Vanuatu currency name 41 years ago. The first minister of finance in the first government of the Republic of Vanuatu on July the 30th of 1980, Kalpokor Kalsakau of Ifira Tenuku, claims that he was the first to coin the term Vatu, which has since and is currently being used to identify Vanuatu's currency. It was the Vatu which replaced the Australian dollar currency and French CFNH currency. The Vatu currency was legally introduced soon after independence to replace the two foreign currencies.
But once we created the bank, we had to find the money to put in the bank because the currencies that we were using was the French notes and the Australian dollar. The Australian government had threatened to remove the Australian dollar. So I had to sort that out with the Australian government and the Reserve Bank of Australia. And I asked for 3 years while we sort this out. Once we sorted it out, we moved forward with the currency that we now call the Vatu. The Vatu, I just created the Vatu as a new name, simply in our language. When you ask for money, you don't say how much franc you've got or how much dollar. You ask your friend or father or mother any stones. Vatu is on Ifira language, is stone. So how many stones do you have in your pocket? We're going shopping, that's all.
Kalpokor Kalsakau says that he is glad that the term Vatu was accepted by the country.
I'm proud with it very much because the public accepted it, and not only for Ifira calling it Vatu, but the whole country was happy to call it Vatu because everyone uses stone anyway.
The former finance minister says Vanuatu has one of the strongest currencies. Here's why.
Because when we started, I set certain rates after we've shifted from the special drawing rights of the IMF into the basket. And I said, what we have to maintain in foreign currency, we have to make sure that our deposits qualify for 80% of the foreign currency that we have. Then I said, if we go down to 40, we're going to be in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very happy that we never drop below the 80%. And that's where we've had stable currency and development in Vanuatu since independence. Whereas in the South Pacific, we had major crises in 1983 and 84 when most Oceania countries did not have foreign currencies and they can't even order rice or tin meat or tin fish because they had no foreign currency.
He said the Council of Ministers endorsed the name as the word for stone and at the moment history was made. On Malekula, the Vanuatu government through the Minister of Public Utilities, Jane Wele, and the owner of PRV Plantation on Malekula, David Ruse, signed an agreement for upgrade works at Norsup Airport to proceed. Under the agreement, Mr. Ruse allocates 30 hectares of his plantation for the airport. He says the government has until the 15th of March 2022 to determine the payment. Mr. Ruse stresses the most important thing is that he is more than happy to relinquish part of his plantation for the benefit of the people of Malekula and Vanuatu as a whole. Norsup Airport was supposed to be upgraded by the Agence Française de Développement. In the same year with Lonoro Airport on Pentecost and Longana Airport on Ambai, but land disputes prompted France to withdraw its financial support. Norsup Airport is also one of the busiest airports in the country, and the upgrade is expected to boost development on the island. On COVID training, United States Ambassador to Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea, and the Solomon Islands, Erin E. McKee, attended the handover ceremony of contact tracing training program to the government of Vanuatu's Ministry of Health to help fight COVID-19 virtually yesterday. Minister of Health Silas Bule received the training materials at the event. The training will be implemented by the Vanuatu College of Nursing Education. The training was crafted by the staff of Peace Corps Vanuatu under the leadership of Acting Director of Programming and Training, Fredlin Nako. By the end of the year, VCNE will render the training to the first cohort of people to increase the number of health workers equipped with contact tracing skills. This important training is essential in event of a public health outbreak. Contact tracing is used to help identify those who could potentially have been exposed to a disease outbreak. Currently, contact tracing is a key component of the government of Vanuatu's preparedness and response plan against COVID-19. In education, 26 Agence Universitaire de la Francophonie, students have successfully received their first Information Communication Technology, ICT, first certification. The first certification for ICT requires a course period of 8 months. There are 26 students in total enrolled in the course, all successfully completing the first certification offered in France online. There are 12 male and 14 female students. The University of Limoges offers classes through the school's training platform and by video conference as well as the help of a local tutor, Kelsin Lawi. AUF provides facilities for the students to take distant learning with internet, classroom areas, printing services and other amenities. And finally, the Language Service Department has signed an agreement with the Bible Society to increase capacity of language development in Vanuatu. The LSD works under the Prime Minister's office and the Bible Society works under the Vanuatu Christian Council. Both bodies deal with translation but have strengths in different resources. Pastor Bernard Yalemyao, representative of the Bible Society, states that Bible Society lacks funds to do more of its work and the partnership between the language departments will help provide what the Bible Society lacks. The director of LSD, Stuart Garai, states that this signing will allow resources to be exchanged freely between the two bodies. The partnership is part of the national language policy that the Prime Minister launched last year. Pastor Yalemyao states that there are about 134 language dialects in Vanuatu. while the Bible Society has managed to translate into some of these vernacular languages, there are a lot of languages left untranslated. And that brings us to the end of Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Lynette Melinamu, wishing you a very good evening.
And that was the Nightly News.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Mikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website blomifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.